It's EAA Air Venture, and it's day one, and you hit the ground running.
That's sure. The magic.
We're here at church.
Oh, my gosh.
We're preaching the gospel. We're talking aviation to everybody that we can get our hands on. It's incredible.
Aviation is as American as apple pie.
Maybe we should call this a face full of America.
I like it.
During the week here at Oshkosh 2019, we're going to be building an Aerolite 103 ultralight aircraft.
So it's a really tough design problem. We're having a lot of fun working on it.
I've coordinated the Guinness World Record attempt for the largest parade of pedal-powered model airplanes. It's a mouthful.
We're going to send the whole astronaut. In fact, we're going to send the next man and the first woman to the moon, which is very exciting.
It's two special airplanes that we brought to this show, and we're just really glad to be here because this is an amazing show. EA is just amazing.
We just look forward to it year after year.
Airplane noise. seaplane take off.
Once I had that first flight in a PT-17, I was hooked.
To walk around today and see so many young people fired up and getting exposed to aviation business today was for me the greatest part.
We now have people who are probably better at this mic radio thing than we are. So, you know, that's cool. It.
And we are here today. But,
why
can
you
do this
live?
I don't know. I'm sorry, man.
Delete all that and start over.
I like you a little bit. Really find a lot of
I like you a little bit too, Tommy.
I like
you. Wow,
he's starting already this morning.
You know, I got really good at doing things on my knees.
Amazing how many things happen at the bar.
Absolutely.
Especially with pilots.
Yep.
You get in your little automated flying car and there's a mode, you know, commute, shopping.
Yeah.
Can I say that on the air?
There is no fine way that you're going to make an astronaut.
I had to mute my mic because I was going to swear.
Looking for other roses and stuff. A long, long time ago. I'm not singing with my real voice, by the way, because now I'm embarrassed.
That's my line.
And Tommy comes and yells at us, you better get with it. You know each guest only gets 12 minutes.
I'll tell you what, I promise to go more easy on you about the breaks if you promise never to do that again.
Well, I'm spent.
Are we done for today?
I think that's it. I'm going home and going to bed.
Celebrating 50 years of Air Venture in Oshkosh.
We are going to celebrate 50 years of being in Oshkosh, 50 consecutive fly-ins here at Whitman Regional Airport.
And I came out here in the first year, I don't think we had 500 planes. I didn't count them, but it was much smaller than we've got today.
If you look back to the beginning, since day one, the annual EA convention, Milwaukee, Rockford, Oshkosh, has always been administered and operated by volunteers as it is today.
And it really was not called an air show until about 76, 77. Paul finally relinquished the title. He says, yeah, we'll call them an air show, what the heck.
You have covered or volunteered at every Oshkosh flying.
Every, all 50 of them, yeah.
So today for me fulfills a bit of a dream. First time at Oshkosh, I've been wanting to come here my entire life. And so to be able to do this on the 50th anniversary is sort of icing on the cake.
And it is one of the highlights, certainly of our annual activities. From our gathering, the EAA folks have really embraced what Old Glory Honor Flight does.
Every year seems to have something
special,
unique, and most times it's something that is not planned. It's just something that happens and only happens in a place like Oshkosh.
And I'd like us to grow together and help each other because we all have the same objectives and purpose.
Folks have said it's the cornerstone of the Salute to Service Day here at Air Venture, and we're just so proud to be a part of it.
This is a special crowd. They're lovers of aviation. They have a passion for aviation like we do.
Today, an army of 5,000 people, supplemented by staff, operate Oshkosh, the world's greatest aviation event. And when you think of the logistics to park thousands of airplanes, to get the cars parked, a campsite that requires care 24 hours a day, scheduling hundreds of workshops and forums, the list goes on and on. It's a logistical nightmare, but it's also a logistical miracle. And it's done by volunteers who are passionate and believe in what they're doing, their only pay being the success of the event and the recognition and the good feeling of a job well done. They've made a contribution to something they believe in, and that's aviation.
It was a very happy, joyful thing, even for us who had to work so hard. But we always came back and worked harder every year. The people are so nice. I think they're special. Thank you. for coming, and I hope they enjoyed as much as we all did.